SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack filled with bricks? I mean those heavy emotional burdens, the grudges, the resentment stuff that weighs you down and just makes life harder. That's what we're tackling today. Forgiveness. It's not about condoning bad behavior or saying it's okay. It's about taking back your power, freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and bitterness, and ultimately creating space for peace within. Because here's the deal. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You think you're hurting them? No, buddy, you're just poisoning yourself. It steals your joy, it fuels anxiety, and it keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity that benefits nobody. Think about it, how many times have you let anger or resentment dictate your actions, your words, your entire day? It's exhausting, right? So, why should we practice forgiveness? Well, there are five key takeaways I want you to grab onto like a life raft. 1. Freedom. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's about liberating yourself from the mental prison you built around their actions. Imagine that backpack of bricks I mentioned earlier. Forgiveness is throwing those suckers out. You're suddenly lighter, freer to move, and ready to embrace life with a whole new perspective. 2. Growth. Think about it this way. Every mistake, every hurt, every wrong done can be a stepping stone to personal growth. Holding on to the anger just prevents you from learning, evolving, and becoming a more resilient individual. Forgiveness allows you to analyze the situation, understand your role in it, and emerge stronger on the other side. B. Empathy. This one's a game changer. When you forgive someone, you're not saying what they did was okay, you're acknowledging their humanity. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. Trying to understand where they were coming from, what might have led them to act that way, can actually foster compassion and empathy. 4. Peace. This is the ultimate prize, right? Forgiveness creates inner peace. It stops the endless cycle of anger, resentment, and bitterness that robs you of your joy. Imagine waking up each day with a sense of calm, knowing that you're not carrying around emotional baggage that's the power of forgiveness. 5. Strength. Let me tell you something. Forgiving someone takes guts. It takes strength to let go of anger and pain, to choose understanding over judgment. That's a powerful act, one that shows true resilience and inner fortitude. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, Logan. You've been hurt, deeply wounded, maybe even betrayed. You're feeling angry, resentful, and it's hard to imagine letting go of those feelings. Trust me, I get it. Remember that time in college when your roommate ate all your pizza and blamed the dog? Yeah, that was brutal. But here's the thing, dwelling on that Pizzagate moment didn't do anything for you except make you grumpy. In fact, holding onto that anger probably made your relationship with your roommate even more strained. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean pretending what happened didn't hurt. It means choosing to release the negative emotions attached to it so that they don't poison your present and future. Think of it as a mental detox. You're purging yourself of toxic baggage and making space for healing, growth, and peace. So, what can you do? Start by acknowledging your feelings. Don't suppress them or try to pretend they aren't there. Allow yourself to feel the anger, the hurt, the resentment. Then take a deep breath and start practicing empathy. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes stem from pain, fear, or insecurity. Next, focus on your own well-being. What can you do to move forward and create a more positive experience for yourself? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about taking back your power and choosing to heal. Remember, this journey is yours alone. There's no right or wrong way to forgive. Just take things one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and keep moving forward. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need it. Leave a review if you have a minute. Your feedback helps me keep bringing you these insights that can make a real difference in your life. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.